views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Arizona, Phoenix. Brother Mike, back on the radio, back on hardcore. Welcome to the program. Great Bible study for you today. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, on fire for God. Believe it or not, that story relates to you in the 21st century. Would you do me a favor and pick up your cell phone right now and give somebody a call and tell them the radio program's on? It's time for your spiritual fix. Let's get going. I'll make a couple announcements while you make that call. Thank you for your help, and thank you for spreading the word about the program. This is Brother Mike. I am the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing every Sunday night at 6 o'clock on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. It's so easy to get to west of the 51 freeway. Every Sunday night at 6 o'clock, if you need to be healed or delivered from demons, please show up to the service. I will see you Sunday. You can pick this program up on the computer right now all over the world, as you know, on the internet, on familyvaluesradio.net. The Spiritual Warfare Seminar is on at the Ramada Inn on I-17 Freeway in Phoenix on October 24th. That's a Friday night. I'll see you there at 6 o'clock. You can get the information off the website at hardcorechristianity.com. And before I got in the ministry, as you know, I was a certified counselor for 23 years here in the Phoenix area. If you need counseling and you are a born-again Christian and you cannot afford to pay for it, I will provide those services to you free of charge. 602-636-5800, 636-5800, easy number to remember. I will see you there. Please call for free counseling services. By the way, the appointments are, you know, pretty booked up, but we can get you in probably within 2 weeks. Okay, would you make that call? 636-5800. On fire for God, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Wow, what a story in Daniel chapter 3. This thing's remarkable. As you know, the Jews are a stubborn and stiff-necked people, and they have at that time, been in captivity for almost 70 years, over almost 60 years at that time, I believe. King Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon at the time, and the Jews were, of course, in bondage to the Babylonians then. And King Nebuchadnezzar, through his counselors and soothsayers, had decided to become an idol to be worshipped. And it says in Daniel chapter 3 and verse 1, this King Nebuchadnezzar had made a monument to himself. Now, by the way, this thing's been excavated. Archaeological evidence, Babylonia has been excavated, as you know. And this image that he created of himself was 12 foot wide. The base of it was 12 by 12. And it was 125 feet high. Can you imagine that? Now, that's a pretty big image of yourself. You know, most people have family pictures in their house of themselves and the kids and their parents and so on. But King Nebuchadnezzar decided, I need a 125-foot monument of myself. This guy was completely nuts and chock full of demons. It says, then the king sent to all of his counselors, and they all came, and they had a celebration and so on. Then he issued a command that when you hear the orchestra go off, everyone in Babylon is to fall down toward my image that I've set up, and you will worship my image. Well, there were three Jews in the land there that didn't get that memo. They were friends of the great prophet Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they didn't get that notice. If they did, they just trashed it. And so the Jews, when the orchestra went off, the flutes and the horns and everything, they said, you gots to be kidding. That's not going to happen. We're going to stick with Jehovah no matter what. And they did not fall down and worship the image. And in verse 12 in chapter 3, the counselors and friends of the king ratted on them. and went to him and told them, they do not serve your God. So Nebuchadnezzar brought them into the court, and it says here in verse 13, he was full of rage and fury. The Hebrew word for fury there, regaz, which means violent anger. This guy had an anger management problem. Verse 14, he questions them. In verse 14, he says, hey, what's the story? Is it true that you're not worshiping the golden image 125 feet high that I've set up? And here comes the killer. Nebuchadnezzar in verse 15 threatens them, and he says to them, if you don't worship him, I'm throwing you into the burning fiery furnace. Now, believe it or not, this was not a challenge to Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. This was a challenge to Jehovah. Take my advice, friend, that's not a smart move. Challenging Jehovah has never been the brightest thing for people to do. In fact, it's stuck on stupid, isn't it? And in verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego drop a bomb on King Nebuchadnezzar. It says, quote, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee according to this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. Verse 18, here's a killer. But if not, he says, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve your gods, and we will not worship the golden image which you have set up. They refuse to compromise their faith in God. Then in verse 19, it says, King Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. Whoa. And it says the form of his visage was changed. You know what that means? He morphed. King Nebuchadnezzar had so many demons, he actually morphed. His face morphed. Have you ever happened to see somebody who was infected with demons or possessed by demons and their face morphed? They changed their face or their eyes got red, or you saw a spooky, like, evil expression come across their faces. Do you remember that? He did that. His face morphed. He was so mad. He couldn't believe it. So he freaks out and he heats the burning fiery furnace 7 times hotter than it was normally heated. And it says here, they threw them into the burning fiery furnace with fully dressed. And the strongest men of his army threw them in, and they were killed either through flames or smoke inhalation when they threw them into the burning fiery furnace. Now, here's something somewhat interesting. In the Apocrypha, there's a book called The Song of the Three Holy Children. It's stated in that book. Now this isn't an inspired book. It's just I just use the Apocrypha sometimes for historical editions. They're not divinely inspired. But in that book, it does say that the servants of Nebuchadnezzar kept throwing rosin, pitch, and tow, and small wood onto the fire so that the fire streamed up in the air according to the song of the three holy children, 49 cubits, which is approximately 100 feet or so. So can you imagine that this fire was going up 100 feet in the air, almost as high as the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had created? I mean, this had to be a staggering bonfire. I mean, this thing was in flames. Well, you know the rest of the story. Nebuchadnezzar's in a state of shock. Verse 27, they pull him out of the burning fiery furnace. They can't believe it. He says, didn't we throw three people into the midst of the fire? And his counselors tell him, yes. He says, well, I see four people down there. I see four men loose. They're loose. They're walking around. They don't have any hurt. They're not being consumed. And one of them looks like the Son of God. Then it says Nebuchadnezzar calls them out of the burning fiery pit, and they come out, and to his utter amazement, and all of his soothsayers and counselors came over to see it. They couldn't believe their eyes. They said, Their bodies weren't even burned. There wasn't even any smoke on their clothing. Their hair not even the hair or their eyebrows, their hair on their head, nothing, their beards, nothing was burnt, not one thing, and no smell of fire on them. This was a monumental miracle sent by the Holy Ghost to prove to King Nebuchadnezzar that the real God had arrived. The Holy Ghost was in the house. And Nebuchadnezzar confesses in verse 28 that God had sent his angel to deliver his servants, that God delivers those who trust in him, that God made Nebuchadnezzar change his own words. He confessed that the Jews had offered up their own lives in order to be true to their God, and he confessed that no other God can deliver after this manner. You know something interesting in that verse 25 when Nebuchadnezzar said one of them looked like the Son of God? The word God there is not the Hebrew word Elohim, but it was the word for God in Chaldean, El-Ah. That's interesting, isn't it? And of course, Nebuchadnezzar later on says that he acknowledges that it was an angel. You know what how this story relates to you? You are a compromising Christian, and you have let demons and the devil into your life, and you are in deep trouble right now. You know why you haven't seen any miracles? You know why nobody's been delivered in your home? You know why all this sorrow and heartache, the illnesses, the financial problems continue to persist? It's because you're compromising your Christianity, and you're not like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We are not careful to answer thee according to this matter. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But, he says, if not, be it known unto thee that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image you set up. See, you compromised your Christianity, and now you let the demons and the devils in, and now nothing seems to be going right in your life. What do you need to do? You need to get rid of the devils. You need to get rid of the demons. You need to get rid of Satan. You need to stop compromising your Christianity at home, at work, with your relatives, with your friends, your old friends. You need to completely repent of your sins. You need to get delivered from Satan now. If you need prayer, 602-636-5800. Call today and schedule an appointment. There is no charge for these services. You need a touch from God, and you need one now. 636-5800. This is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. If you need a miracle from God, call and get one today. See you next time.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.